Okay, so let me share with you a quick Dvar Halacha that relates to Hilcha Shabbos, and that is a dispute in the Paiskim regarding a person talking about plans for the upcoming week that might entail Malacha. So generally, the Halacha is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk about a Malacha that you plan on doing during the week. So you're not allowed to say, I plan on driving tomorrow afternoon to New York, even though the plan is to drive on Sunday, since you're talking about on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to talk about Malacha on Shabbos. It's a Chol type of activity. It's degrading to the Kedusha of Shabbos. And you're not supposed to, on Shabbos, talk about Malachas that you plan on doing during the course of the week. That's the general Halacha. However, when it comes to Devarim Shel Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So you're allowed to talk about Malachas that you plan on doing if it's done on Shabbos and if it's discussed on Shabbos in order to facilitate the mitzvah. So if a person, let's say, wants to ask his friend to help build a sukkah for him on Sunday, so he could say on Shabbos to him, can you come to my house tomorrow and help build my sukkah? So even though the act of building a sukkah entails a malacha, and generally we don't speak about malachas on Shabbos that you plan on doing after Shabbos, nevertheless, since in this case it's a mitzvah that you plan on doing, it's mutter. So you're allowed to talk about building a sukkah or purchasing the dalad minim on Shabbos, because since it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not considered Chol related, it's not degrading to Shabbos, it's ultimately being done for the purpose of the Mitzvah. That's the general Halacha. The Machlekes has to do with a person on Shabbos talking about a Mitzvah that he plans up during the week that entails Malacha, but the fact that you're talking about on Shabbos is not facilitating or enhancing or helping the Mitzvah to take place. So if, let's say, a person wants to discuss a wedding that he plans on making during the upcoming week or the upcoming month. So he's talking on Shabbos about plans that have to do with malacha, but it relates to the mitzvah of making a wedding. It's going to be mutter, because you're talking on Shabbos about a malacha, but it's a malacha shal mitzvah. The wedding is a mitzvah. And therefore, if you want to talk about how much this is going to cost or how much that's going to cost, since it's part of the mitzvah arrangement, it's mutter to be discussed on Shabbos. However, if, let's say, the fact that you're discussing on Shabbos is not helping the mitzvah in any way, it's not facilitating the mitzvah in any way, you're just stam having a conversation about the cost of the wedding or the plans of the wedding, but it won't enhance the preparations or planning in any shape or form by virtue of the fact that it's taking place on Shabbos. Or let's say you're talking about plans tomorrow and you're telling your wife, it happens to be, my friend is coming tomorrow to build the sukkah. But the fact that you're discussing on Shabbos is just a conversational thing and it's not helping the mitzvah in any way. Is that permissible as well because it's mitzvah related or not? That's a machlekes that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes whether dvorim shel mitzvah, talking about a mitzvah, but the talk does not enhance or help facilitate the mitzvah in any way, is that mutter on Shabbos, if it's about a malacha that will take place after Shabbos? It's a machlekes in the Mishnah Berurah's psak, halacha lemaisa, is that nochein lahachmer, it's best to avoid it. So even though technically speaking it might not be forbidden, it's best to try to avoid it if the talking on Shabbos doesn't facilitate and enhance the quality of the mitzvah.